The Czech Books You Must Read.
Today's edition of our series, The Czech Books You Must Read, marks 11 years since the death of the novelist and translator Jan Balaban, who is considered one of the best writers of the post-1989 period. His most highly acclaimed work, a collection of short stories called Maybe We Are Leaving from 2004, was named Book of the Decade in the Magnesia Litera competition. His last novel, Ask Dead, finished shortly before his untimely death in 2010, won Book of the Year in the same competition. Jan Balaban's work amounts to three novels and numerous short stories, and so far, only two of his books have been translated into English. One of them is Maybe We Are Leaving, released by Glagoslav Publications in 2018 in a translation by Charles Kraszewski. Last year they also published his translation of Balaban's novel Where Was the Angel Going? Here is an excerpt from one of Jan Balaban's short stories, Edita. It focuses on a husband and wife in the last stage of divorce who are estranged and barely talk to one another. The scene describes an unexpected and brief moment of closeness they experience after Edita turns to her husband Vladimir for comfort following a fight with her new boyfriend.
"In for a long haul," he said to himself. He sat down on the steps and lit a cigarette, like a husband who had been chucked out of his house. "Walk back up to the door and slam your fist at it like you mean it. Ha! Don't have the strength for that anymore." So he remained in the unstable safety of his perch. It turned out that his fist slams weren't needed anyway. After a little bit, the door opened, and Edita came out into the darkness like a shadow. She had her coat on and a handbag in her hand. Vladimir cruised about the streets rather than heading straight home. They had enough time. That's one thing they had. He drove out onto the beltway and circled the city in a wide arc, many kilometers long. On purpose, he drew out the ride through the peripheral suburbs and the nearby villages, where not a single light was shining in any of the cottages. He wanted to remember this moment, driving about all night long, because in the morning, everything would be quite different.
On the occasion of what would have been Jan Balaban's 60th birthday, I discussed his work with Jan Zikmund from the Czech Literary Center, and I started by asking about Balaban's home city of Ostrava, the main source of inspiration for his writing.
So the city of Ostrava was crucial for Balaban, and it appears in most of his works. But I would argue he wrote about Ostrava mainly because he lived there. I think if he lived in Prague, he would set his stories in Prague. He was a writer that was interested in the lives of people that he knew, that he met. And considering he spent most of his life in Ostrava, it was kind of logical for him to write about the city and set his stories in this particular region. Ostrava is an industrial city during the communist times, and there were many people who moved there to work in factories, and culture was almost non-existent. And then after the revolution, the industry was not doing so well, and a lot of factories were closed, and these people that originally moved there to work in the factory suddenly had no job, and they ended up drinking and so on. And so I think Balaban very often writes about these people in the 90s in Ostrava who are somehow uprooted. They just cannot adapt to the new world and they struggle. So from this point of view, I think Ostrava was very important. And there's almost no place like that in our country.
Jan Balaban grew up in a Protestant family. Would you say there is a spiritual or even religious element present in his writing?
Yes, I think there is definitely a religious element present in his writing, but very often critics tend to focus on superficial signs of this element. And I think that the questions that he was asking in his books are universal questions, such as, you know, what is the meaning of life and so on. These are questions that everyone is asking at some point in his or her life. And he often portrays people in crisis, but he writes more about their response to the particle trouble that they are facing. And he believed that even a miserable life of a person in the modern age deserves to be told and is important. And I think this kind of hopeful element that every life is important, every life deserves to be told, is something that perhaps is influenced by his Christian background.
Balaban's work amounts to 3 novels and a number of short stories. What are some of the common themes to his writing?
As I said in my previous response, I think Balaban, for some reason, tended to portray people in crisis, people dealing with marital problems, alcoholism, people that are coming to terms with the death of a loved one. And it's often said that you find out more about yourself in challenging times. I think Balaban believed that, and he, by describing these characters during some breaking point, he was able to show something which he would not be able to show if he just wrote about, you know, their peaceful life. And he's often accused almost by writing only about very unhappy people and wrecks and so on. I think it's not like that. I think he writes about people that are normal, that have normal problems and are not different from the majority. But it's true that he is someone that is focusing mostly on the difficult parts of the characters' lives.
To what extent are the characters autobiographical?
I think only Jan Balaban can really say to what extent his characters are autobiographical. What I would argue, though, is that Balaban wrote about people that he knew, but I think he didn't like to invent his stories. I think he liked to rely on the reality that he knew and portray the reality as he saw it. So I would say that most of his characters are probably based on Balaban's life, and I think very often he also wrote about himself in his books, although he was never Jan Balaban, but he might have been Emil or Martin or someone else. But I obviously cannot prove it, and these parallels will always kind of be a little bit unclear.
What about Jan Balaban's style of writing? As you said, it's very introspective and it seems to rely to a large extent on dialogues. So how would you describe his writing style?
His writing style is definitely concise. But at the same time, he's not afraid to be expressive. He's not afraid to use emphatic, strong language. Very often he uses slang words or even swear words. And he excels in writing dialogues and internal monologues. I think that where he is compact and concise is in the length of the stories. He always focuses on some particular situation, some moment. He doesn't waste so much time introducing the characters. He just starts with the essential information. So we are never lost as readers. We know the characters, we understand them, but he only provides the essential information.
Jan Balaban is highly respected among critics here in the Czech Republic. To what extent is he known abroad? And now I'm thinking especially about the English-speaking countries.
I would argue that Jan Balaban is not very well known abroad. 3 of his books are available in Polish, and his books have been also published in Italy, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, and Great Britain. But considering these books were published abroad only after he died in the last 10 years, he didn't have a chance to promote himself abroad. So I think that in most countries, he's still completely unknown. And that is also in a way exciting because publishers and translators have still a lot to work with. But here in the Czech Republic, he's very well known, he's very well regarded, as you said. When we speak about the Great Britain or the English-speaking countries, 2 of his books are available in English, but they were published by a small publisher. So I do not think that many readers of literature and translation actually know these books. And if there is one country outside the Czech Republic where he is a little bit known, it would be Poland. The Ostrava region almost borders with Poland, so there is this geographical proximity. But apart from that, I think only people that are kind of focusing on Czech literature and Czech studies know Balaban. But I think that's kind of paradoxical because I think he's one of the best post-89 Czech writers.
And that, of course, leads me to my last question. Our series is called The Czech Books You Must Read. So why would you say English speaking readers should read Jan Balaban. As we said earlier, his writing is firmly rooted in his hometown, the city of Ostrava. Do you think it can resonate with foreign readers?
Yes, I think it can resonate because even though his books are set in this particular region, foreign readers don't have to be afraid that they need to know much about Ostrava to understand Balaban. Even here in the Czech Republic, many people do not really know Ostrava. So I think his stories and his books are very accessible, and the themes that are crucial for him are themes that I think almost everybody can relate to. So even though he's not the easiest writer to translate, he's someone that can definitely resonate abroad. What he needs is a good promotion and good translators, and then I'm sure that he will find more readers abroad.
Jan Zikmund from the Czech Literary Center discussing Jan Balaban. And in the next part of our series, The Czech Books You Must Read, we'll be looking at Radka Denemarková.